This is JIS News. Coming up, St. James police take unique approach to crime fighting. State Minister for MSTEM heads delegation to Open Data Conference in Canada. And NSWMA receiving positive feedback on e-waste pilot project. Details after the break.
The Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, is advising that in order to speed up the passport application process, applicants may provide photocopies of both sides of their original documents, including birth, marriage or divorce certificates, IDs and deed polls. Original documents must also be presented. PICA will continue to accept passport applications at the National Indoor Sports Center until Friday, May 29. PICA, securing our borders, safeguarding our sovereignty.
Now the news. Senior Superintendent of Police in charge of the St. James Division, Steve McGregor, says members of the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, are taking a unique approach to fighting crime and violence in the parish. SSP McGregor says his officers have been seeking to identify the motives of those who commit crimes in the parish and to explore if information garnered from that focus can be used in the prevention of other criminal acts.
I want me and my team to make a connect with the citizens of the different communities so that they can be a part of whatever strategy that we devise to police them. So we have to go into the community so that we can, in a consistent, honest, and genuine way, influence the attitudes of these people to change their behavior.
SSP McGregor says he has had 33 community meetings since he took over the command of the JCF in St. James. He was addressing the Montego Bay Chamber of Commerce at a recent meeting. State Minister for Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Julian Robinson is leading a delegation to the third International Open Data Conference now underway in Ottawa, Canada. Open data refers to information or data that is made available to the public for equal access, usage and sharing. Speaking with JIS News from Canada on May 28, Mr. Robinson said the government is committed to maintaining an open data policy to ensure that information is readily available to all on request.
We believe it will increase accountability and transparency. It opens up a lot of opportunities for entrepreneurs to take data, use the data in a way to create applications which can be beneficial to the general public.
Jamaica's attendance at the conference comes against the background of a World Bank Open Data Readiness Assessment, which included a special focus on open budget from the Ministry of Finance. Chairman of the Entertainment Advisory Board in the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment, Kingsley Cooper, says event organizers and promoters have been responding favorably to the Jamrock Summer 90 Days, 90 Ways initiative. Mr. Cooper says event organizers and promoters have been adding their activities to the entertainment calendar set up for the initiative, and all indicators suggest a strong level of interest from industry stakeholders.
We are seeing a very, very good response to the initiative. I know that it has enhanced the market response to established events. We're going to see some new events as well that could only have benefited and could only have become successful by virtue of an initiative such as this.
Mr. Cooper was speaking at a JIS think tank session earlier this month. He adds that persons may visit the website jamrocksummer.com to view or add their events. And the National Solid Waste Management Authority, NSWMA, is receiving positive feedback on its six-month electronic e-waste pilot project. Launched in March, the project is geared towards encouraging Jamaicans to properly dispose of e-waste. Six communities are targeted in the pilot phase: Dehaney Park, Patrick City and Harborview in St. Andrew and Helsha, Angels 1 and 2, and Angels Grove in St. Catherine. During the six-month pilot project, the NSWMA will collect the e-waste sorted by residents on the last Sunday of each month. The first collection was done on April 26 in Angels 1 and 2, Angels Grove and Helsha communities in St. Catherine.
Come this Sunday, we are having our second collection, and we will be going to all six communities, and we're asking persons to give us a call if they are not sure, if they have to search for the items. We're asking them to search for the items and to just put them out come Sunday, and the team will make the collection.
Community Relations Manager at the NSWMA, Shauna Guthrie. E-waste to be collected includes CPUs, mobile phones, printers, monitors, laptops, keyboards, mouse, chargers, and cables. That was the JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.